أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء بنيناها بأيد وإنا لموسعون والأرض فرشناها فنعم الماهدون ومن كل شيء خلقنا زوجين لعلكم تذكرون ففروا إلى الله إني لكم منه نذير مبين ولا تجعلوا مع الله إلها آخر إني لكم منه نذير مبين صدق الله العظيم. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken a few qasams, and in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed His Qudrat and His might. Here very briefly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again speaks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, how He created, how perfect the creation is. Allah says, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. And we built the heavens with a might and a force. وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. And certainly we are the ones who have the ability, the capacity to expand. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the creation of the sky. Allah uses بِأَيْدٍ. According to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it refers to the might of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And again we are reminded that when we look up towards the sky, we will see this absolute great creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which there is no blemish whatsoever, standing all on its own, without any pillars, without any support whatsoever, hasn't had any cracks, doesn't need any form of maintenance. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fact, وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. Look at how expansive the sky is, and then we will understand the capacity, the great ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is supreme, which is infinite, that can never really be understood, that Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala has all the might and all the power. Thereafter Allah says, وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings our thoughts towards the earth. And Allah says, we spread this earth. That on the one hand the globe is round, and on the other hand for the people that walk and live on this earth, everything seems to be so flat. فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ. And we are the best of those who spread out. So here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us, look at the capacity, look at the might, look at the force of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created this earth, that to us it may seem flat, but really it is a globe. How that globe is in its orbit, it does not fall down, it is in space. And all these aspects with regards to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. And in everything we have created pairs. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word pairs, not only insofar as humans are concerned, or in far as jinnat are concerned, but in the different creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as far as the plant world is concerned, and everything else. Then there are those commentators that say here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to also make reference to the opposites. That whilst Allah created day, Allah created night, Allah created Jannat, Allah created Jahannam, and like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take us through all the different creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, so that you may ponder, you may think, you may take heed of this greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then one single command after all this, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Then run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Running towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mean that we need to run in the house of Allah in the masjid, or we need to run and not show any respect and dignity to the house of Allah. But fafirru ila Allah, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that run away from your gunas, from your sins, towards the tawbah and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other mashayikh, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi and others, have stated that it means to run away from your own base desires, from your own nafs, towards the ita'at and towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni lakum minhu nadhirun mubin. Certainly, I am a clear warner unto you. In other words, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has clearly warned us, وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ, and do not ascribe any partners together with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, one Allah that has created us, one Allah created the entire universe, one Allah, if we run towards, He will forgive us, He will give us shelter, He will give us shade. There is only one Allah. So remain with one Allah and seek from only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni lakum minhu nadhirun mubin. I am a clear warner from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unto you. In other words, this is my very, very clear message, that remain with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abide by the commandments of Allah, worship only one Allah, have the belief of only one Allah, and remove from our hearts all the different types of little gods and godlings that we have created, and let us try and clean our iman out, and let us say no to all the other powers of this world, and make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ibadat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.